At an event commemorating World Archaeological Day in Khartoum yesterday, experts presented several papers on the importance of national antiquities in Sudan and said the laws on preserving and protecting antiquities do not adequately address looting or destruction of the ancient remains. Speaking at the sidelines of the event, Galia Jaranebi, Director General of the Sudan National Antiquities and Museum Corporation, says those kinds of crimes have become more prevalent in recent years and should be regarded as a capital crime because they destroy ancient history of the nation.
Legislators that govern our antiquities are very weak and can imagine that the punishment for looting or destruction of an archaeological object is not more than 3 years, even if the person has destroyed a pyramid. This is a capital crime and needs to be seriously punishable. You cannot loot the history of the whole nation when you go unpunished.
In 2020, illegal gold diggers destroyed a 2,000-year-old archaeological site in Sudan's eastern region of the Sahara Desert. Ikhlas Abdul Latif, who heads the unit in charge of monitoring looted antiquities at the Sudan National Museum, says people target archaeological sites because they contain valuable minerals such as gold, which thieves sell in the market. Abdul Latif says this year's commemoration of World Archaeological Day was aimed at raising awareness about the importance of protecting archaeological sites.
The role of the department that monitors the looted antiquities, its achievements and its objectives.
Both Abdul Latif and Jaranebi called on Sudanese authorities to amend laws to ensure that the cultural heritage of the nation is protected. George Papagenis, the UNESCO representative in Sudan, expressed deep concern over the looting of antiquities and trafficking of cultural objects around the world, including those from Sudan.
When objects are taken and trafficked illegally on the international market, it is not only a crime, but it is a setback for our understanding about our history and why it is important for us to stop this, because the continuity of history is about these pieces, these parts of our antiquity that when assembled together, they are the pieces of the puzzle that give us a picture not only of the past, but they inform the present and will give us guidance in terms of how we get into the future.
Sudan is home to hundreds of pyramids and other ancient sites, although they are not as well known as those in northern neighboring Egypt. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.